Marlins looking to snap a five-game skid, taking on the Braves. Jose Urena on the hill for Miami. Justin Bour coming off the DL. He's getting the start at first base. Pick up the action in the second. No score, two on, two outs. Miguel Rojas facing Mike Foltynewicz.
Ground ball to the right side and through. Past a diving Albies. In to score is Bour. Suzuki to second, and the Marlins have the game's first run.
And he hasn't had to shake to get to it. That's Flowers' suggestion.
Fastball is roped to right field and deep toward the chop house and gone. That will spill a few beverages. Dietrich with his 10th home run, a solo shot to open the third, and a 3-0 Marlins lead.
Freeman very patient, great strike zone recognition, and a hitter's count. And he hits it high in the air to center field. Got some carry on it. How much? I don't know. Yelich jumped, and it's over his head. That means it's in the seats. It had enough carry to get into the seats in left center field. So Freeman homers. That's 25. Picks up RBI number 64. There's one bite out of the lead. It's now 3-1 Miami. Now stares in and turns and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Slider on the outside corner. Perfect pitch. You can't, not a whole lot anybody could have done about that one. Third strikeout, it's the first out here in the bottom of the fifth, and it's Jace Peterson. Peterson drew a walk. Swing and a miss at a slider, make it 0-3. Three up, three down, three strikeouts, into five, 3-1 Miami.
Looping line drive to right field, coming on Lane Adams, lays out, can't make the play, it rolls away. Two runs are in, Yelich to third, he'll be held there. Tyler Moore with a single to right field and a couple of RBIs at 7-1.
The Marlins snap a five-game skid, winning at 7-1. D. Gordon extends his hitting streak to a dozen games. Jose Urena with his 13th win, allowing one run and six and a third innings. Miguel Rojas finishes with two hits, two RBIs, and a run scored. The Braves come up short against the Marlins. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
No, he got going, and I think he's kind of found a rhythm, and, you know, it's just one of those things where he kind of went out and was probably overexerting, you know, trying to throw too hard. And then it's kind of gets his rhythm and things started flowing and you look up and you're out of pitches. Mm-hmm. You kind of learn to start off how he ended. Because in between, after that, was pretty good. I mean, he was just mixing pitches and not over, you know, not kind of staying within himself and nice rhythm, and the ball's coming out really good.
He's talked about, you know, trying to find better command of the curve and the slider. Have you seen some signs of improvement?
Yeah, I saw it today after towards the end. I mean, it's really good. Mm-hmm. And when he doesn't overthrow, I think I don't think he realizes what he has really. That sometimes 95 with location is better than 100 just at the throwing in there. And he's learned. You know, he's. I keep saying it's not like a broken record, but, you know, we just keep running them out there, and hopefully they figure it out. And, you know, because he's had that stretch, and now he's had three pretty good ones. That's it. If, you know, we score five runs, he leads after six ahead and trying to get a win.
Meanwhile, on the other side, nothing surprised me about what you saw from Arena against him.
No, he's pitched really good against us. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at his numbers, he's pretty good.
You had the one inning where you had two on with one out.
Yeah.
And you ended up loading the bases. You had two on with one out and didn't score. That was pretty much the
game. I mean, we had our chance there. And then we're kind of fighting towards it there in the seventh, I think. Like I said, Arenas, he's been tough on us this year.
We've talked about how Folty handles adversity. This seemed to be the resiliency that
you
wanted to
see.
Yeah,
he did good. You know, he did good. He just said kind of overthrow a little bit, but he kept the game in check. I mean, we can win that game, you know, and we just got to score a few runs. But he's done a good job, and I think the last three outings, he's regrouping, and from what the four or five that he had in between there, it's been pretty good, and stuff's been good. He's healthy, you kind of expect to win when he goes out there.
When you see their add-on runs in the ninth, what do you want to see from your? I know you want.
Well, we're just trying to keep the game. You know, we could keep the game at 3-1 right there. Then it's put a little heat on them, just like we did last night. And kind of just got away from us. I mean, as good as Rex was last night, he couldn't harness it tonight. And Lane just, you know, barely makes a great catch. And but it just kind of, you know, early on in that inning, it just, we were kind of put to the test there a little bit. We want to keep that one close right there. If we keep it 3-1, and we got, you know, we feel pretty good about our chances coming into the ninth.
Mike Foltynewicz takes the loss, allowing 3 runs and 6 innings of work. He spoke after.
Yeah, you know, especially the way the early stage is going. You know, after the home run of Dietrich and you know, the double to Yelich, things could have, you know, the wheels could have fallen off. But you know, I just, you know, dug deep and tried to let him not score, and you know, that's what, you know, happened. And, you know, a couple of good luck with, you know, Freddie, nice throw at home there. But yeah, ending the way you know, it did was on a positive note. You know, get out there, you know, with a quality start, and you know, good spot for the team to come back and win there. But yeah, I finished pretty strong, happy about it.
How about your stuff? I mean, you started leaning on that slider there.
Mm-hmm.
How much better did that feel tonight?
The curve and the slider, and even the changeup there. You know, last 2 innings. You know, like you said, I kind of had to start leaning on it. I was throwing the curve out a little harder today. You know, that was, you know, 81, 84 actually. So I mean, I was throwing it for strikes too. And like you said, leaning on it, getting them off balance, which they were on the fastball early. So yeah, even the changeups to, you know, all the lefties there were putting in play to keep them off balance. You know, just to shake them off a little bit there at later innings, and it worked. So it was pretty cool to see there at the end.
If we see you kind of get into a rhythm later on, it looks like a rhythm to us. Do you feel better then, or did you feel as good, you know, all night?
Yeah, we you know, I talked about it with Chuck a little bit. It's you know, it's just like the early innings, I think, got to get a little too fast with everything, and you know, that's when mechanics get a little off, things start flying open. You know, can't consistently throw strikes when I want them. And you know, after the third there, I think I really started to settle down and just get in the groove and stay within myself and make some pitches. And you know, it was successful there later on.
You talked about some moments where you need to kind of step away and take a breath. You get ahead of each 0-2. Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating at that point in time. How do you feel like you move forward?
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, kind of the point in the game where it's just, dang, you know, shaking your head. And you know, like you said, you go 0-2, you walk, and you know, you leave a pitch over the middle of the plate, you know, a little luck for, you know, them to put damage on it and get hits. And, you know, as a pitcher, it's just, you know, one of them things where, you know, it's tough for me this year with that. And, you know, he put the bat on the ball and did his job. So, but other than that, you know, like I said, to keep that inning from, you know, falling apart, them too, was something pretty special. And, you know, just looking for that, looking forward to build off it.
The series against the Marlins continues on Saturday. Max Fried on the hill.